Well, it turns out,
it's unbelievable. I run it through the squeezo, which kind of just takes out the seeds and skins.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like a thick juice. You could make it, I suppose you could make tomato soup, but boy, oh boy, it'd be wonderful in a red beer or a Bloody Mary or something, too. It's just full of flavor.
It comes out of that with this deep roasted tomato flavor that's hard to beat.
Yeah, so we just put it in canning jars, but put it in the freezer just because it was so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
It took practically no effort to deal with.
Good. Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
the harvest season is upon us. It is everywhere. Things are coming at you right and left. And all of this work and all of this effort we've put into our garden, now is the payoff. And sometimes we look around and say, ooh, why did I think I needed so many of these or of that? But I wanted to share with you a recipe for something that takes in a whole bunch of excess out of the garden.
Oh, good.
And turns it into a delicious, flavorful concoction that you can put in your freezer for later on in the winter to remind us why we do all these gardening things. And it's a little recipe for ratatouille. Ratatouille is a French peasant dish where it really utilizes just your excess